I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Welcome to The Tweak this week. Joining me, as always, is Kim. She is the manager of the weight loss program. And so she, of course, knows what's going on in the group. And that's where we're going to start today. Week 9, whole new week, whole new tweak. It's one of my favorites. It's where we actually start to phase off the basic food plan. In a nutshell, you are decreasing your 2 afternoon snacks down to 1. The easiest way to do that, of course, is just to combine your veg snack with your nut and seed snack. You now have flexibility with your morning snack. You can keep the fruit in, but you want to pair it with a protein and fat, or you can switch it up to something altogether, in which we have provided snack ideas for you in the week 9 guidelines. If you want to review those, a lot of people asking about what's a protein, what's a fat, what's a carb. Remember, we have that whole post, protein, carbs, and fats, and the grocery list that also has a pretty extensive list of protein, carbs, and fats as well. The star of the meal at lunch and dinner is now switched. So protein, the focus at lunch, of course, still adding in those vegetables, leafy greens, healthy fats. And now your vegetables are now the star of the meal at dinner, of course, still adding in protein and your leafy greens and healthy fats. We are minimizing the heavier carbs, especially those who've still been adding in breads, pastas, those types of things. You want to minimize those and take a step further, minimize any heavier carbs like rices, quinoas, and whatnot for this week specifically, where we are also focusing on bumping up that protein and fat to feed into your satiety hormones. So making it really easy for the body to get the nutrients it needs. Of course, still focusing on maximizing, still asking the 4 questions, portion wise, just enough, 10, 15 minutes later. So not in the moment, but when you walk away 10, 15 minutes later, really being in tune to those portions. Now, with that said, Kim, hi, where are people at this week?
This week, it's been exciting because I saw members really excited to switch things up. I think that boredom that comes into play of being consistent with a food plan for the past 8-9 weeks it's kicked in. They're super excited to mix things up. And then Monday hit and they were like, oh
yeah,
how do I do this? We had all the questions come in. So yeah, it was, I think the excitement was coming and then it was like, oh, how do I actually do this? So yeah, lots of questions on the snacks, lots of questions on the star of the show and lots of questions on those heavier carbs, because it's just, I think, wrapping your brain around, like, we think downsizing is like the first tweak, but this is the first change where we've like actually changed what we were doing. So definitely taking a bit of time, but it's great to see all of the questions that members are asking. I did some soul searching on this tweak because I mentioned in the past that it used to be my favorite tweak and now it's not. And I think I actually discovered why. And I think that might actually help out with some of the members who are struggling with what to do. So I think the reason it used to be my favorite tweak was because I was like, oh my God, I love nut butter and cheese. I get to eat all the nut butter and cheese. And everybody's talking about last week, even the comments were all nut butter, cheese, cheese. That's great. Except for the past 9-8 weeks, we've been working on mindfulness. And when you actually start adding that nut butter and cheese to literally everything that you're eating, you realize if you're asking yourself those mindfulness questions, that it's really not very comfortable to just keep adding cheese and nut butter to everything because you're getting full. You feel like you don't want to eat anymore by the end of the day. You're getting stuffed. And it's like kind of you're trying to up the protein and fat, but you're still trying to be mindful. And I think the big thing, the big takeaway for members and what I felt the first time I did it was that I was just adding fat and protein to what I was already eating. I wasn't actually decreasing my portions of my vegetables, of my leafy greens, of my main protein source. I was taking what I was eating last week and I was adding cheese and nut butter. I was taking the same amount of fruit and I was adding cheese and nut butter. I was taking the same veggie snack and I was adding fat and protein, and I wasn't being mindful about how much I actually needed when I was adding that. So I think that was
what I did. This is huge. This is huge. This is why I love this week conversation, because this is the week that people are like, well, I feel really heavy. I feel stuffed. I feel full. I'm like, why would you feel heavy, stuffed, and full when you're asking those four questions and portion-wise, you're eating in tune to your body's needs and eating just enough 10, 15 minutes later. So nothing changes there. Now, you may notice that you're feeling more satisfied longer with the foods that you are eating, especially with that fruit snack in the morning. You eat just the fruit. You get a certain amount of energy out of that. You add protein and fat, gives you that more sustaining energy. So your chances are going to feel more satisfied longer. And again, there's a rhyme and a reason that we started with just the fruit early on in the program. And now it's a benefit to add that protein and fat, but you're not just taking the same fruit snack and then combining it and just adding more. You're right. This is where people, I think also at the same time, 9 weeks into the program, stop being consistent with asking those four questions. And if anything, this is where you need to double down on that, because you're right, adding more to the portions you're already having. You are adding the protein and fat, but you still want to keep the portion in mind. I love that. Also, it's not called nut butter and cheese week, right? It's not nut butter and cheese week. That's not what this week is about. And I, you know, as much as, you know, I love nut butter like anybody else, you can't beat having nuts. Whole nuts broken down is way better than nut butter any day. And yeah, I love cheese too, but it's still dairy. It's a saturated fat. It's still not the best source of fat. So you want to watch the dairy that you are consuming. You don't want to be having yogurt for breakfast and then, you know, cottage cheese and some fruit or whatever for morning snack, and then throwing a whack of cheese on your lunch and then having cheese as your afternoon snack and more cheese at dinner. Like that's, you know, you still have to keep in mind, you know, cheese, although it is a healthy fat, you have to watch the different types of fats that you're getting in there. Right. So you don't want most of your fat coming from saturated fat. What the heck is nut butter? Is that actually what the label says? So when we talk about nut butter, we're talking about the variety. You can have cashew nut butter. You can have almond nut butter, you can have peanut butter. So just like peanut butter, almond butter, cashew nut butter, macadamia nut butter. There's all
seed butters.
Yeah. So we're just kind of grouping them all into one.
Yes. Yeah. There's a whole conversation going on about that in the side about what nut butter is.
Yeah. So if I just have to say, you know, grabbing a spoon with nut butter on it is not a snack. Okay. Let's just make that very clear right now. Dipping your spoon into your nut butter, no matter what kind of nut butter it is, that is not a snack. That is not a snack. And that's not what you want to be doing. Just a heads up on that.
That's all you need to know about this week. Please do not just dip into a jar of peanut butter and call that your snack.
Right. Like some apple slices dipped in peanut butter. Okay. But what would be better is apple slices with a side of nuts. Like that's always going to be better at the end of the day. Okay.
Or what hemp else parts things on top too. That's something
hemp parts.
That people think about is like hemp hearts are amazing. And a great way to do this tweak is to sprinkle those on some of the things you're already eating. You know, you have your veg snack, you've got your veg with your hummus, sprinkle some hemp hearts or something like that, or flax seeds on top of it. And
you know, I don't talk about hemp hearts enough. I used to always talk about hemp hearts. They're a great source of protein that you can throw on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
They're kind of like nutty kind of flavor, kind of like nutty kind of flavor with seeds. Oh man, I used to crush hemp hearts. Do you know, I have an haven't had hemp hearts in a while. I guess because I've kind of switched over to the Sprouted Love, which of course is a great mix. But you can't be just straight up hemp hearts either. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. All right. What else? Where are we at?
I would say, I got some notes here too. The big point is like, and what you just touched on is the maximizing your food choices when you're doing it. You're still wanting to, it's not keto, I think is a big, this is not keto. You are not, increasing. This is not high protein and this is not high fat. You're just slightly bumping it up. You're still enjoying all of those carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables that we've been having all along. So you're not trying to max out on the protein and fat. You're trying to just bump it up a little bit this week by adding these small amounts to your feel. It's not, you know, the star of every sort of snack necessarily. You're still getting your veggies in. You're just bumping it up. So I think that's a big thing. Breakfast is always a confusion with this one. People wondering if they can still have their oats, but I love overnight oats. Can I still have them? You know, you can still have them. You can jack up the protein on them with those hemp hearts that we like to add, some nut butter, some, you know, yogurts, things like that. But if you really want to maximize this tweak, this is the time to try something new, switch it up, and see how it affects you. See how starting your day with, say, eggs, if you can have them, or a nice tofu scramble, and see how that changes maybe when you need to have your first snack of the day, how much energy you have going into your afternoon and things like that. So this is really, this week is a really good test of how your body reacts to focusing on protein and fat.
Yeah. And so that's one of the reasons why we're, you know, that's how we're offsetting taking your two afternoon snacks down to one, is bumping up the nutrient value of the rest of your meals and snacks and putting a focus on, you know, your protein and fat, even just with that, you know, making sure it's the focus at breakfast. Because what happens 9 weeks in, people just, again, fall back into what they like, what they love, you know, maybe just having that quick oatmeal and really not putting the effort forth to make it nutrient rich and really focus on protein. And again, some people are having avocado toast in the morning, and, you know, some people are still having that bread, having that pasta. So, you know, if you've been having the eggs or the tofu or really focusing in on protein all along, great. This is kind of like a, just making sure we're doubling down on that this week. And then by adding that protein and fat to that morning fruit snack, so you're bumping up the protein and fat that way, right? And then making protein more of a focus at lunch, right? So you're kind of like, it's not like you're adding necessarily so much more protein and fat. Really, if anything, you're really just adding the extra amount to that fruit snack in the morning, because you should have always made protein the focus. And then at lunch, it's, you're just switching lunch with dinner. That's all. And then you're making sure that you're getting that protein and fat in with that one snack. So it's just a slight tweak. It does give you more flexibility in terms of your snacks for sure. But really, that's how we drop down from one snack, from two snacks into one, and still make sure the body feels like it's getting more than what it needs nutrient value wise, right? This is why we're making those gradual and slight switches, because you don't really, it's not normal to be eating six times a day, eight times a day bonus snacks, stimulating your digestive system that often. It's a means to an end with the Livy method to get in tune to your portions and work on that without stressing the body out. And so I saw someone saying here, I didn't expect to be okay with reducing an afternoon snack. It's been okay. I love the six meals a day schedule, but five will work. Yeah. And the thing is that eventually we don't want you following a schedule. And that's where you're going to see, if you're new to the program, we have another tweak coming down the pipeline for weeks 11 and 12 called Personalizing the Plan. You're very much still following the program. It's just that you're checking in at each meal and snack time and assessing if you're hungry and need to eat, if you should eat, because maybe, you know, you're running longer than 3.5-4 hours, or you could eat once you'd have a small token amount. And so this is really going to the next level in terms of being in tune to your body's needs. So just this, just a step on the path to that. And then everyone's talking about protein. everyone's asking, how much protein do I need? You need to eat more protein, more protein, more protein. So making sure you're getting enough protein in your diet is really important. But you have to understand, and this is why it isn't keto. We're not starving and depriving your body and forcing it into ketosis. This isn't that. This is making sure you're getting enough protein in your diet to give you that more sustaining energy. But the reason why people are talking so much about protein is because they're basing it off of those shitty diets where you're following a calorie restricted diet and you're not getting enough protein in your diet because you're starving and depriving yourself. Really, for with the Livy method, you're getting enough protein. It's just that this, off the heels of feeding the metabolism last week, where you were separating your proteins from your carbs, helps you understand that foods process differently in your body. And some foods are quicker to break down and for your body to store them as energy, like fruits break down in an hour, sorry, in like 20 minutes to a half hour, whereas red meat and pork can take like 5+ hours to break down in your system. And so this is just really learning to get in tune with your different food choices and how protein and fat feed into your satiety hormones. I know that seems like a lot, but it's important to understand.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. And that's where I think that, that fear of, you know, you always talk about how people are so freaked out about eating 6 times a day. And then as soon as you take away that one snack this week, people start free. And we saw that, we saw people freaking out. Like I'm so used to having 2 snacks in the afternoon. I'm going to be hungry in the afternoon. The first question people start asking is, can I have bonus snacks before they've even tried the tweak, right? Because they want to replace that snack. But it is like, if you're really like in tune with it, the amount of people that have come back today saying like, yeah, I actually don't miss that afternoon snack that's how it falls into place. I think it is something, and it's normal human nature to need to like see it and experience it before you trust it sometimes. And I think that's always the why I love doing this segment on Wednesday, as opposed to us leading off the week when nobody knows what we're talking about and has experienced it, is, you know, now we have that wisdom of a couple of days and people are starting to like, oh yeah. I see what you're saying. And then they get into like the really meat and potatoes of the questions, because that fear is gone. That unknown is gone from the first couple of days where you just kind of panic. Oh no, they're changing things on me. So
I love that people get used to eating so often and giving their body what it needs, because they're feeling good and they're afraid to make that change. But never make it. We're not going to steer you in the wrong direction, right? Everything is for a rhyme and a reason. I do want to visit that afternoon snack. When I say that the easiest way is to combine your veg snack with your nut and seed snack. So to your point, Kim, it's not taking those same portions and having both of them at one time. So it's like having some vegetables, having some nuts, and still being in tune with the portion, right? So it's not like, well, this is what I normally eat for veg snack. This is my normal nut snack. And I'm just going to have both at one time now. And so obviously that's going to make the portion a lot bigger than what you were eating individually. So that is where you want to keep in mind, you're creating a new portion from that. So asking those 4 questions is really important. Yeah. I love that people are resistant to change, because it means that they're enjoying what they're already doing, but then there's more work we have to do. And trust me, you're going to enjoy this tweak and you're going to enjoy the next one. And, you know, I guess maybe what happens is I do ask people, what's your favorite week and tweak, but it's really to, you know, see it from a variety of different angles. Why you like this tweak might be different than why someone else likes this tweak, or there might be insight in why you don't like the tweak versus another week or tweak, you know, but they all are equally effective in their own right for a variety of reasons. I see someone talking about how many grams of protein. So the thing about that too, right, is that changes. So you're supposed to take your weight times 0.36. And that's like, for me, I think that's like 47 grams of protein each day that I need. But it's more complicated than that, because it also depends on your age, your activity level, what you got going on with your hormones, if you have specific health issues, like there's just your muscle mass. So this concept of wanting to know the amount of, you know, grams of protein that you need is kind of, it doesn't make any sense. It's like also me trying to tell you how many calories that you need. So if you're making protein a focus at breakfast, you're now adding protein and fat to your morning snack. You're having protein at lunch, you're having protein at dinner, and you're having protein and fat to your snack. You're getting, it's not about eating more than you need, because even though it's protein, it's, if you're consuming more than you need, your body will still just it just goes to fat. It's not like if you eat more protein, it's going to help you build more muscle. If it's more than your body needs, it's more than your body needs, even when it's protein. So this concept of just eating, you know, crazy amounts of protein, again, this need to know how much protein that you're eating and this focus on making sure you're getting enough protein is because of the assumption that when people are dieting, they are starving and depriving themselves, and therefore they are losing muscle mass. And, you know, losing weight, yes, but losing muscle mass. And in order to retain that, you want to make sure you're getting the right amount of protein. So when people talk about getting enough protein, they're not talking about people on the Living Method. They're talking about people doing shitty deprivation diets, right? That's where that comes from.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yeah, and we're eating often enough and including protein really at this point, starting this week, in all of our meals and snacks. Before the fruit snack, we didn't, but there's always been that option for the veg snack to add hummus or some nut butter.
Always.
That has the protein in it. You're having it and throughout the day. You know what? I noticed, for example, the other day we had steak for dinner and I literally ate three times the amount of steak that I normally eat. And sometimes I can eat like this much. And I just, like, I'm done for the night. I feel like I can't digest it. I ate about three times that amount and I felt fine after. Like, mm-hmm. Not heavy, not anything. And it was like, okay, I guess my body needed that in the moment because it just, I processed it. I ate it. I didn't feel full after. I was like, just, and being in tune with that, I'm so glad that we don't focus on portions. And I'm, you know, I've learned how to be in tune with that because I would have probably been hungry for the rest of the night if I tried to like limit myself to how much I normally eat and just ate that amount because clearly in the moment I needed it. So I think constantly being in tune with that is super important. And I think there's a lot of people too that are afraid of protein and fat just from the past diets. There are as many as there are that want to really maximize on the protein. There's the same amount that are afraid of it. And this week really, I think, takes some of the edge off of that fear of protein and fat because you're learning how to introduce it in a way that's healthy and you're being in tune to how you're feeling and recognizing how you react to it.
Well, there's just those extremes, right? And some of us from the 80s were learned that fat is bad. That whole low fat, no fat era, I swear, made people fat. And then there's the other extreme here, TikTok. All of TikTok eating a huge tub of cottage cheese and a liter of egg whites every morning. Like, it's insane. There's no reference or context to any of that. It's about being in tune. I love this comment here. Loving the tweak this week. I feel like I'm doing it right and I'm feeling satisfied and my portions are naturally decreasing once again. Feeling great. This is where you should notice that, right? Where you're adding more protein and fat, you should be noticing you're feeling more satisfied on less when it comes to portions. So that is, again, we are just taking it to the next level when it comes to being in tune with your portions, right? Here's another one. First round loser, down 15 pounds so far, 7 pounds to forever goal. My weight gain has been perimenopause. I'm 48 and this program has helped me take control of the weight I have gained in the past couple of years. So happy I joined. Yeah. I mean, I love the program because it approaches weight loss from a variety of different angles, right? Whether you just gained weight because of the pandemic, just gained weight because your, you know, hormones are starting to go off, you're picking up on that, whether you've had a weight issue since you were a child or, you know, whatever it is, you know, the body has certain needs. And if you're all human and you have a body, the program works really well for you. And that's where it's designed to approach weight loss from a variety of different ways physically, and then also mentally, right? And there's so many different layers to that. And again, I just want to remind everybody that if you just continued following the basic food plan, you could still expect to lose weight. The tweaks each week are to help you just be even more in tune, to dive in a little deeper, to level up a little bit more, and keep things moving and grooving. That's what it's about, right? So don't stress if you, I love that you feel like you're doing it right, but if you feel like you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here, that's okay too. That's okay too. And I want you to remember that any change in your diet, because your body got so used to what you've been doing over the last few weeks, your body is going to notice. And it's about paying attention to that, right? It's about paying attention to the slight changes that you're making and how your body is responding to it. So there's really no right way or wrong way to do it, as long as you're attempting the tweak. Okay, what else about this tweak? Do we have anything else we need to talk about with it?
The snacks is a big one. You pointed out at the beginning of the segment that we have them listed in the guidelines, in the week 9 guidelines. So referring back to that, there's a lot of, you know, questions about, do I have to do this? Do I have to add my nuts to my veg snack? Can I do this? Like, there's a whole like list of other things you can do. Dairy is always a big question because people love yogurt and cottage cheese. I didn't realize how much until week 9 hits every program. And I'm like, wow, people love that as much as they love oats. Great. But you want to be mindful of, and we said this before with just adding cheese, also with the whole dairy and cottage cheese, if you're having it for breakfast, it's probably not the best choice to have it for your morning snack as well. Like, be mindful of how often you're having those. Protein shakes, obviously, is a great topic. Thank you so much, Gina, yesterday for sharing your Genuine Health protein powder, because that's probably our top question we get asked this week is what is a recommended protein powder? Because it is really, and to be fair, it is so hard to find one that doesn't have the added flavors and sugars and stuff in it. It really is. You go, like, I used to like work in a health store and I would be looking at the labels thinking, like, how do people that don't know what these things are, like, Figure it out. What's the best one for me? And, you know, you got to start with, like, are you a vegan? Because you can knock off half of them if you're not interested in vegan protein. But then how do you know what the quality of the protein is? So yes, protein powder.
There's definitely a lot to it. I actually shared that protein powder on my Instagram account because I mentioned it on the Monday Night Live and then I forgot to post it. So I've shared that. It was the Genuine Health. It's like a vegan protein powder. Protein powders, you can add them in now if you want to bump up the protein. You don't want to be having a smoothie for breakfast and a smoothie for lunch. In fact, you don't want to make smoothies at all. You don't want to be adding in a whole bunch of fruit. So you definitely want to make sure that you are using quality protein powders, adding good fat in them, really minimizing your fruits. And again, it still comes down to, you can't beat chewing your food. There's a whole process that you're skipping when you're just drinking liquid nutrients. Also really hard to gauge your satisfaction levels on liquid nutrients as well. I do want to go back to those snacks too, because I think people are just looking for validation and freaking out. There was a couple of people who were like, well, can I have fruit and nuts for my afternoon snack? And I look at the snack list and it's literally like fruit with protein, nuts. And I'm like, okay, what's going on there? But I think what it is people are just, they want to make sure and they're unsure for whatever reason. So obviously ask, but there is some, you also don't have to have everything on that snack list, right? Yeah. So keeping that in mind. And then also, it's not the saturated fat tweak. So if you do have to watch, you can't have yogurt for breakfast, cottage cheese for a morning snack, be slapping cheese on anything and everything. Like, you do have to be mindful about the types of fats, you know, that you're adding in. So nuts and seeds are good, you know, avocado's good, some fish, some healthy fats. Also, you still want to take your omega-3. Can you still skip breakfast? You have always been able to skip breakfast. However, make no mistake, it's 100% a benefit to start your day with breakfast. And so you're breaking the fast early on, you're getting that body to work hard from the get-go. It's just a great way to start your day and be proactive, especially when it comes to getting and keeping the scale moving. So yeah, you can still skip it. But if you're hungry every night at dinner and you're wondering how to maximize, definitely make sure you're getting that snack in for sure. All right. What else? Anything else?
I think we covered most of it. We do have this tweak again next week. So I'm super excited to see what comes up with members over next week. Because we do have it going again. But I think we covered everything that I had listed here. You know, I think the only other question that we had was just the starchy vegetables and grains, which you covered. We want to be minimizing those. We have some people now that you've swapped dinner and lunch. Is it okay to have them at dinner if you need them? Being that the veg are the star of the show, and Gina's shaking her head. Nope, it's not.
No, I mean, if you feel like you need to have those heavier carbs, lunch is still the place to do that. So not a lot changes with the guidelines. The guidelines are still making sure you're getting your water in. Don't want to go any sooner or any longer than a half an hour, 3.5 hours without eating. You're still asking the 4 questions. You're still doing everything. So the star of the meal has changed, but lunch is still the place. If you want to add in heavier carbs, that's still the best place to do that. Although you do want to try to minimize those this week. Now, you can offset things. Like if you want to have fruit for your afternoon snack, fruit and yogurt, obviously fruit is also a carbohydrate. So if you want to have that second fruit in your day, then that kind of offsets any heavier carbs that you're not having at lunch, right? Because your fruits and your vegetables are your carbohydrates and energy types of foods. You know, if you still want to have some quinoa at lunch, you know, that's a great choice. It's high in protein. You can totally still do that if you feel like you need it. But what happens in 9 weeks in are people just get into what they like, what they love, and they're really not showing up and really being super mindful about what they're eating. Yeah. And even how much they're eating. It's 9 weeks in, of course, you got a lot of balls in the air and you start juggling. So this is an opportunity to take a step back and kind of reassess moving forward. Where's that comment? Me whipping up a whole side of salmon for snack. Hey, that's a good snack. Salmon's a good snack. Salmon's a good snack, for sure. Yeah, some of you are talking about shakes, not a fan. You get an upset stomach afterwards every time. Yeah, so you want to find the right protein powder for you. But yeah, I like this tweak. This tweak is great because it is gives you more flexibility. You should have you feeling more satisfied, although you really want to ask those 4 questions when it comes to those portions. It's a great week. It's a great week. It's a great tweak. And it's a setup for 2 weeks from now.
What's to come. I think everything that you learned this week, that's why we really want to dive into it, is you're taking what you've been doing. You know how your body reacted to that. Now you're trying this, and all of this is going to lead to when we start personalizing the plan, because you're going to be armed with the knowledge of how your body reacts to each of the things that we've been doing. So it's the mindfulness just becomes more and more important all the time as we go along, because we're really setting you up for that finally and forever, and being so in tune with your body that you know what it needs and when it needs it. So,
next
week, though, I know it's the same tweak next week, but we do have one thing that I think is probably worth mentioning, is that we're introducing Back on Track on Monday. And, that one always throws people for a little bit of a loop. So, wanted to take the time to mention that a little bit before we take off for the day today.
Yeah. So now that we are making changes to the basic food plan, there is a rhyme and a reason as to why, even if you are a returning member, we put so much emphasis on that basic food plan. It becomes so familiar to your body, which is why it feels a little unnerving when you switch off the basic food plan. And so your body has come to connect with the basic food plan and how it responds to it. Just like if you've ever eaten food and gotten food poisoning, and the thought of that food, or you've had a drink and the thought of that food is like, oh my God, I can never drink lemon gin again. My whole body's like, what? The thought of the food plan for your body is very calming. Your body loves routine, and it's very helpful and will become helpful whenever you find yourself going off the rails or indulging. Obviously, while you are trying to lose weight, you want to minimize any indulgences. But sometimes things happen, like you go away on vacation, or, you know, things happen, you fall off the program, you're indulging. How do you get back on track? So we're going to introduce Back on Track, which is a technique that you're going to use moving forward whenever you find yourself off track to help you get back on track. Basically, it helps the body recover from any indulgences, calm down from any stress. It kind of gives you a minute to kind of recenter and refocus before you move forward and continue to focus back on weight loss. Now, we always get this where when we're making changes, especially with the tweak that we have coming up in a couple of weeks, and people are like, well, can I just keep doing the basic food plan? And again, yeah, you can, but that's not really being proactive. That's just kind of doing the minimum at this point to get and keep that scale moving. So it's always best, even if you go off the rails, do a couple of days of back on track. So it kind of resets you and you can clearly focus on moving forward and whatever tweak it is that we're following that week. More so, back on track is going to be used when you are in maintenance, not solidifying your weight, but you, when you're working on that third stage and fourth stage where you're in active maintenance or you're just living your life. Like I do, whenever I find myself go off the rails, I implement back on track for a couple of days. If I felt like I was bloated, my weight was up, it's going to help me come right back down. It's going to help me feel better after an indulgences. So that's what it's there for. It's a technique that you're going to use. I don't want to say to control, to manage, to moderate, to none of those things. But whenever you indulge in a way that makes you feel off, bloated, gross, bleh, you know, the feeling, this is just a technique to help you get back to feeling your best, so that you can get back to focusing on losing that weight, right? That's what it's about. So we're going to introduce that next week, which is really cool.
Yes.
Okay. Tony just told me it's time. Tony's like, time, because we have to eat. Tony's hungry. Time. We got to go. He also knows I've been going way over time this week. I've been breaking all my own rules.
I saw that. I've noticed that. I wasn't going to tell on you.
I went an hour this morning on the live. What the heck?
I just love work. You went over an hour yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I feel bad for everybody. They don't need to listen to me talk that much.
They're fine. Don't worry about them.
I love where we're at. I love where we're at in the program. It's always where I can take a deep breath, because if you've made it this far, you get it. And you're still here, and there's hope for you, and you're going to make it. The stress, man, again, what keeps me up at night is that, are people going to stick around? Are they going to follow through? Are they going to be here at the end? It's not, is it going to work? I never stress about, is it going to work for people? I always stress about, are they going to stick around? So that like keeps me up at night, man, for the first 2.5 months of the program.
I know. They did it. We only have 3.
Now I can calm down. Now I'm assuming like you're, now I can assume like you're here, right? You're getting it. You understand it. Yeah. So I can calm down. So I love talking at this point and the conversations that we're having and how deep we can go on them. Yeah. All right. Now I'm procrastinating. I got to go. Okay. Well, you need to take some time off. Rest your voice. I hear your voice is very sexy. It's a very sexy voice you got going on right now.
I know. Maybe I can ride it out for a little while. I'm not sure. No, it doesn't hurt at all. It's fine. It's just, this is my recovery when I'm sick. I come back. So I had some great rest days, literally slept for the entire weekend, which is my tip for the time change. Just sleep for 2 days straight before you change the time. You'll feel great after. Yes, you got way in this afternoon. So I'm going to not talk for the next little while till that comes in.
Yeah, with Ruth. So over in the maintenance group, Kim and I will be back with Odette, and Ruth Kane is joining us over in the maintenance group. So if you are in the maintenance group as well, join us for that later today. I have a meeting right before, an important meeting, so I might be a little late, but we'll see. I'm excited for the conversation. It's going to be good. Okay, we got to go. Okay, we're just chatting. Okay, bye everyone. Thanks for joining us. Remember, pop into the Facebook support group at any time and let us know if you have any questions. Do not be shy about looking for clarity on the tweak. Ask as many questions as you need. We're here for you. Have an amazing day, everyone. We'll see you later.
Bye. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.